As we kickstart the Nortson Corporation Champions of Education series, it's brought to you by Nortson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we're shining the spotlight on the Firelands School System. Superintendent of Firelands, Mike Von Gunten, nice enough to give us some of his time today. Mike, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing well, and boy, a lot of great things going on in Firelands. And I want to begin by talking about all of the great community events that the students and staff participated in over the holiday season, and give you an opportunity to kind of recap that, ranging from food drives to toy drives and so much more. Give us the rundown as to just how many programs your kids and your staff were involved with.
Well, thanks so much. And yeah, I'm so happy to start the conversation this afternoon with talking about the accomplishments of our kids and how they're positively impacting the community. And our students and staff, from our youngest students in kindergarten through our senior class, really stepped up over, really beginning with the Thanksgiving season through the holidays, through December. And as you mentioned, various toy drives and food drives, clothing drives, adopting families in need in our community. And some of these events have gone on for over 40 years, specifically our Future Farmers of America FFA group, which is certainly state-known for all the accolades they've received over the years, have been doing some of these same projects for many years. In other cases, we adopt new programs and new families, but so proud of the efforts of our kids. Alone in our elementary school, we collected over 2,000 pounds of food that was donated back to local families. Over 700 new toys were collected for the Not Forgotten Box across the district. And one of the things that we really focus on, obviously, along with academics, is really establishing character. And obviously, part of that is giving back and serving others. And certainly, our kids had the opportunity to engage in many different experiences over the past 6-7 weeks in giving back and helping others.
Certainly a lot of feel-good information in there, especially coming out of the holidays when families were able to help other families in need. And, boy, these are very exciting times, Mike, for you guys over at Firelands. And, of course, you know, last December you guys got the thumbs up and you guys are planning and constructing a brand-new high school. What's the latest on the planning and construction process?
Absolutely. You know, we are still so very excited about the opportunity that that our community was able to support us in a new 9 through 12 high school. Again, that project consists of a new 9 through 12 building that will be connected to our existing high school. The existing high school will turn into a middle school eventually. But right now we are in the process of doing some of the background work. So we are in the midst of an environmental impact study, wetland delineation. Last week they did some core sampling up at the new site. And also along with a survey, the crew was out there again today surveying the site. So some small steps but important steps that are underway currently. And through our partnership with the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission, which we're happy to be part of, we hope to begin the co-selection process for an architect here in the next hopefully 5 to 6 weeks and be able to begin the formal design of the new high school.
Mike, what are some of the elements that you would really love have be a part of this new high school? I know you guys are very, very early in the process, but, you know, when you have a brand new facility in mind and you have these visions as to what you really want in a brand new high school facility or a brand new high school building, what are some of the things that you believe are absolutely 100% ideal to be in this new building?
Sure. You know, one of the things that we were able to do in this project is really connect what is currently our existing high school, but will turn into our middle school and our new high school. So that's going to allow us to share some staff and services that will really help all kids in grades 6 through 12. For example, we're going to have a new kitchen and cafeteria that will serve all kids. We're in an aging facility or aging kitchen, and our current high school needs some work, but rather than remodeling one and building a new one, we're going to build one nice kitchen that will serve all students. Certainly in any construction project that's really pre-K through college at this point is definitely the element of security that's involved. So it's going to allow us to really design a state-of-the-art facility, certainly for learning, but also an important part of today's conversation is also making sure that our kids are safe. So some great academic components will be included in this project, as well as making sure that our kids, our staff, our visitors are safe. In addition to this, our hope is really to make it the center of our community. Again, you're aware, listeners are aware that we're a large geographic district covering about 92 square miles. So we're really hoping to, again, engage our community and getting their input into what they would like in the facility. And then, again, once constructed, making sure that it's available for our community members to use throughout the school year. And really excited to begin that process.
What kind of a timeline are we looking at here? I know that you guys are really early in the planning process, and you know the construction process is exciting, but it can be exhausting as well because there are a lot of things that can hold it up. But in an ideal world here, what kind of a timeline are we looking at before we see the finished product?
Yeah, we're probably looking at the earliest at this point, being ready to go somewhere in the 2021-2022 school year. If we can't open during the beginning, there's always that possibility of moving in mid-year, but that's our target. I'm hopeful that we can still meet that. But again, if it does fall a bit later, it will be okay. We're just thankful then again to our community for their support. And if it doesn't happen in the 2021 school year, it'll certainly happen by 2022. And we're certainly eager for the sooner the better sort of mentality, but also appreciative of making sure the process is done well and correct, and again, excited for the opportunity to be part of this, and couldn't again say thanks enough to our community members for supporting Firelands Local School District.
Mike Von Gutten, Firelands Superintendent, our guest here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, and you mentioned that you know when this is over and done with, the new high school is constructed, it's going to connect with the existing high school, which is going to be repurposed. And it'll be shared with the middle school or the junior high school. Are there going to be changes and upgrades made to the current building as well, in addition to building the new high school?
You know, at this point, we're going to take a measured approach to that. When we engage our community and really start to think about putting the ballot back on the issue, there were some discussions around putting some substantial money into the existing high school, but our community really cautioned us against doing that at this point. We really felt like we needed to address our core issue, which you know, at this point is our middle school. So the middle school, I'm sorry, the existing high school will transition to a middle school. Our board office will move over there. So we're going to certainly do all that we need to do to maintain that building and make sure it's ready for middle school students. But in terms of changing the physical structure of that building is going to largely look as it does today in terms of how we integrate then our middle school students into what is now currently the high school.
Mike, when you say that the buildings will be shared, will there be instances of the middle school kids, perhaps they wouldn't end up in a class with a high school, but I mean, being able to maybe meet with the same teachers and kind of go over the same course loads maybe some of those high school kids are taking?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that might happen is if we have a student who's accelerated, be it in mathematics or possibly mm-hmm. in the arts, they may be ready for a high school course, and they may, through a connecting hallway, may actually, you know, eighth grader may be sitting in a class with a ninth grader. If that's a shared decision among the teachers, the staff, and the parents that we have a student who's ready for an accelerated course, that's an opportunity that doesn't work very well in our existing setting, as our middle school and high school are about 3 to 4 miles apart. So that is hard to do, not impossible, but certainly will be much easier to do once we're really, you know, in many ways under the same roof. As I mentioned before, there's going to be some shared services like our kitchen or cafeteria. We'll have a main office suite that will house our building principals for both middle and high school in sort of a shared suite area. So there will be some measured crossover, but by and large, the middle school will stay in the existing what is today the high school side, and the high schoolers will stay on in the new building. But in the right situation, with the right kids, there could be some crossover to meet their individual needs.
I'd imagine for administration and teachers and all as well, it seems when you're 3-4 miles apart, you may not know exactly what's going on at the high school. That'd help in the synergy aspect, so to speak, as well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We really look to share staff and share experiences, and you know, we started off the interview today talking about some of the individual drives and our leadership groups. It would be great to be able to envision them working a little bit more hand in hand which again is difficult. Now, obviously, we have middle school kids who can drive and high school kids that are 3 miles apart from our middle school. So we think there's a lot of advantages that will be down the road for all students.
Well, certainly very exciting to have a high school being built. That's some excitement you'll have to wait a little bit for. There's some immediate excitement, though, that you guys will get to enjoy tomorrow. Tell us about the school assembly tomorrow, which features Sean Harper.
Yeah, we're so thankful to be able to bring Sean Harper into the district tomorrow. This is really the result of two of our middle school counselors writing a grant to our endowment committee. So they were able to get funding to bring Sean in. And for your listeners that aren't familiar, Sean is a former NFL player, spent quite a bit of time playing with the Colts, but actually more of a local person growing up in Columbus. Sean has overcome a great deal of adversity growing up in a difficult home situation. He's overcome a lot of barriers, from multiple learning disabilities to a speech impediment, and his whole message tomorrow is going to be that there is no excuses for achieving your dreams, and if you believe in enough, find a way to get through and persevere, and you can accomplish all your goals. And that's going to be a message that our middle school kids are all going to hear tomorrow morning, and then in the afternoon he's going to go over and deliver a similar message to our students in our high school tomorrow afternoon. So all students of the district tomorrow, 6 through 12, are going to have an opportunity at different points to hear from Sean, and we're really excited about having him in the district tomorrow and the message that he is going to send to our students. And again, all paid for through an endowment grant, so just a lot of great things going on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a heck of a get, and that should be a lot of fun for the kids tomorrow. Before we close out, though, Mike, we have to ask you about the robotics team. I know you guys just got this going, and, well, they most recently played in their first meet or their first tournament this past weekend.
They did. Again, thanks to grant funding, and I have to give kudos to our building principal, Kara Gomez, who wrote the initial grant, and our robotics instructor, Chuck Latto. This is our third year competing. We've got approximately 20 kids in grades 6 through 8 who are in our robotics program this year at our middle school, and had a chance to compete this week at other high school, and thank them for hosting the Pioneer Classic again this year. There's over 40 teams that competed, and we're real pleased. We had two teams compete, and one took fourth place overall, and the other was ranked 14th. But what a great experience for our kids. Again, something that when you and I were in school certainly didn't exist, but that's what education looks like today. And we're happy to provide that type of opportunity to our students.
Nice. Well, that's certainly a great first step for a brand new program, no doubt about it. Mike, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Mike. You do the same. Again, Mike Von Gutten, the Fireland Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series.